up done, can you carry me? When I'm losing my mind, can you hold me? If I'm hazy, boo, can you help me?
Get it. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Awakening Wave Show, March 8th, 2025. This is show 14. Wow. I can't believe it. Here we are. So I am Robin Lee, your host, sharing my earth-based experiences with all of you, as well as we are all riding this beautiful wave of ascension. And again, for those of you that are joining for the first time, please feel free to visit thecreationlightship.com. And to the left of the pane, you can click on, I do believe there is a word there that says ascension, and it will tell you all about it. And there's so much more great information at the website, so check it out. Okay, so the show today is going to be kind of like a part two, integration back into my life after returning from Costa Rica. Some people refer to Costa Rica as Pura Vida, which means pure life, and also laid back way of life. I love it because that's exactly how you feel when you're there. I know I keep talking about it. That's because the frequency is still within me. It's flowing and I'm hanging on to it. It's going to be there for good. So returning back into my multidimensional reality, flying high, feeling like I can do whatever I want, anytime I want. And the energy has been through the roof. Just loving it, feeling it, and projecting my high frequency with everyone that comes my way, because that's what I love to do, is sharing, being, and just flowing with the flow. So what was it like for me integrating back into the matrix and hanging on to the beautiful energy and frequency that became my reality after the 10 amazing days while I was there? How can I emulate this feeling into my present here and now? Well, it's pretty easy, as Lucia would say, just be. And yes, it is that easy. Just be. If only I knew that before and focused on it. Well, maybe I did. I just wasn't aware of it. So my first day back, and I'm pretty sure I talked about this in my show 2 weeks ago. And for those of you that haven't seen the show, you can go to the bbsradio.com to the Awakening Wave Show and scroll down to the archives. And the show is from, I do believe, February 22nd. All right. So when I got back from the airport, got home about 3:30, 4-ish, got to bed by 5 a.m. I slept a few hours, woke up around 9-ish, started organizing the house, unpacking and doing laundry, you know, the things that we do when we come back from a trip. I started making a little to-do list of errands that I was creating in regard to getting groceries and traveling over to my financial establishment. I was not in any hurry, just enjoying what I was doing. Okay, so it was just, wasn't creating timelines, just knowing, making a little list of what I want to do. Okay, so meantime, going back to when I was in Costa Rica, I forgot to make a deposit in one of my bank accounts. Okay, I just want to share this with you. And while I was trying to figure out how to deposit from one account to another, I finally gave up and said to myself, if it overdraws, who cares, right? Who gives a shiz? So then I realized if I just don't worry about it or think about it, nothing would happen. So sure enough, when I got home, man, I took my little trip and ran my errands, went to the bank to make a little deposit. There was actually a sum of $18 in there. So all was well. And I actually used that account for electronic bill paying. And yes, I'm working on getting rid of the bank accounts and I'm going to delete a lot of that automatic bill paying. So one little step at a time, let it go and just flow. So once all the errands were completed, I strolled into work. Yeah, I know, the day after with 4 hours of sleep, a little crazy, but it wasn't that I had to go to work. I just wanted to, cause I had scheduled an appointment, and my work is really not work. It's something that I do enjoy. So I ended up working until about 7 PM that night. Still full of energy, got a workout in, and then headed home. So going into work, as I said, was something that I wanted to. I didn't need to do it, okay? Because I'm looking at my workplace in a different way now, much different. And I know I've said some negative things in the past about my feelings over there, but I've come to realize that the negativity that's coming my way is something I'm creating, nobody else but me. So good awareness there. So I went home, settled in, and went to bed early. And I think it was 2 weeks ago. I woke up in the middle of the night with sweats with, and it was pretty weird. And I did ask a question with Q about that. And I thought that I was detoxing or something. But after my question to Q last week, apparently I was not sleeping. So I actually went back to the question. And this is what he said to me. He said, "Go ahead, answer if you'd like. Did I start doing something and then get affected by my choice, or did I naturally let my heart lead the way and create it? It's a tricky conversation. Well, did I get just excited and start skipping naked through the experience, or was I questioning myself the whole time, wondering, should I even be doing this? I don't even know how to skip." I went, "What?" Like, I totally miss what he says sometimes. And going back and reading this, I kind of get it now. I came back with, yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly how I've been feeling since I got back. I've been creating, doing, and having lots of fun. And that's exactly how I took it at the time. Okay. So then he goes on to say, "So I go to sleep, but I don't actually sleep. The only reason I close my eyes is because if I'm around other people, they sleep. But guess what? There's no other people here, so I don't know that. I live alone, so I wouldn't know that." I have to laugh at this. It was kind of hilarious. So I just sit there. I look asleep, but I'm really just sitting and observing. If I'm the crash test dummy for all of us, then here's something to remember. Your spirit doesn't sleep, but it might leave your body. Well, I truly know that happens, and I get that. And I do understand now what he was trying to tell me in regard to some of the changes that I jumped into immediately when I got back. But I'll get to that later. Anyway, I got up the next day, went to work again for a few hours, had a radio show to get ready for, and I'm not even sure why I volunteered to go to work. I just felt sorry for my part-time worker because she went through some challenges while I was gone with the bosses. But anyway, that was drama that they created. It had nothing to do with me. So while I was in Costa Rica, I did not repair or prepare any of the content for my show 2 weeks ago. So I got on my computer a little bit. I checked into work with some messages from clients and took care of some business prospects. I did not know where to start in putting my content together for the show. And I'm looking at the computer and I'm like, do I want to get on that thing? I'm in Costa Rica. I'm not even sure why I took it with me, to be honest with you. Because I wanted to make sure everything was going smooth back at work. That's part of that control thing, right? So I put my computer down and started journaling instead. And I've been doing that ever since I left Costa Rica. And this is what helped me create my show for the upcoming weekend on my return home. And that's how the show was created, because I had nothing written down. I just went through and talked about my experiences straight from the heart. And as you all know, I got a little emotional because it was a very amazing trip. And just talking about it right now, I'm getting emotional again. So for those of you, well, I already said that part about the show before, so we'll skip that part. I have my notes here. So now I have just done, what I could have done, I could have just said to Thomas, just do a replay and I'll do the following show. But instead, I really felt like I needed to share my voice and speak from my heart. And that's the whole reason why I do this radio show, because I have a platform now where I can do that. And that is one of my highest excitements, is getting on this show every weekend and sharing my experiences and challenges in my journey of ascension. So everything that I talked about during the show was all being created through my journaling and from my heart energy. I started writing about my experiences in the here and now, And this is how I created the last show through real experiences and challenges of my transformation during the Costa Rica Magic Retreat excursion. And I just want to say this real quick. If anyone is interested in doing one of these retreats, please go to the LucianNicolaEvans.com. Scroll down to the tab that says retreats and then learn about the upcoming retreats. The one that is coming up next, I'm very excited about it because I'm truly planning that one. I've actually been on two of the retreats, and this will be my third one when and if I attend. So I can't really look into the future because it's not here yet, but that's my goal. So the California Women's Retreat, which is June 12th through the 19th, is in Escondido, one of the oldest cities in San Diego. It was incorporated in 1888. So Escondido is a Spanish word meaning hidden, referred to by some as Agua Escondido, which is hidden water or valley. There are some that also refer to Escondido as hidden treasure. So Spain controlled the land from the late 18th century to the early 19th century. So I would imagine there's a lot of amazing history at that location. And I've been to California a long time ago. I was probably in second grade at the time. So I remember traveling through the one street of Las Vegas. And I do believe we lived in the Mojave Desert for a little while. The memories are vague. Okay, so check it out, retreats. That's the next one coming up in June. Amazing, amazing time. Anytime you get to spend time with Lucia and Margie, it's definitely going to be a life-transforming situation for sure. So Sunday morning, as I was easing back into my busy world, my day off, I got everything done. The show went to work. Everything's done. And here's my day off. I'm ready to just chill. I felt inspired to open the Eve Featherstone book. Okay. And the sun was out that day. And I like to read the book when the sun is out. And I usually read wherever my spirit takes me. And I open up to that page. And it starts out like this. This is where it took me. Channel Arcturian Council, 10/31, 2011. Now we know what Q says about channeling. So as I read, I feel the message through my heart with discernment, and I take what resonates and leave what does not. So here we go. So many of you on earth are in the middle of some type of uncertainty, mild perhaps, or possibly a change in your whole life is upon you. In either case, be it known the truth, stop, step into the void, and establish parameters or boundaries. So as I read this paragraph, I totally resonate with the integration back into my life. And then it goes on to say, the void may be many things depending upon uncertainty you are feeling. A vacation from all things with or without leaving. How ironic, a vacation with or without leaving. Imagine that, 3 days. And then I open up to this page. Very interesting. This book, I swear, this book is alive. It talks to us. An expanse of doing the opposite of what you normally do, an expanse of nothingness, an expanse of being totally sovereign. So navigating through my experiences with ease and peace is what I have been feeling upon my return from Costa Rica. So this paragraph touched me. I like the word nothingness because that's what I felt like I don't have to do anything. I can just be. And I have been like that for the last 2 weeks, busy, but still in that frequency, and it's going, it's staying with me. And the last time it didn't stay with me that long. I let the outside world disrupt my frequency flow. So being sovereign involves solitude within your own thoughts, your sensory, your space. Space is very important. Take time and take space for yourself. Emotional, learning what is mind energy versus heart energy. Sexual, well, sexual. I have a show coming up in 2 weeks and we'll dive in that into a little further. But I did have some things go on in the last 2 weeks that had me feeling some interesting feelings. And I'm not going to talk about it because I'm still processing the feelings. Verbal, auditorial, input, output, spiritual sovereignty. Be aware of your mind energy. That is the key, awareness, you guys, knowing. Is it your thoughts or is something else coming in to you? Taking charge of my life and my spiritual connection, meaning I have the power to choose my path in life. So, continuing on, you are in a kingdom of your realm, of your own making. Actually, we would prefer you call it allowing. And I do believe 2 weeks ago, I think it was Inspiration with Q that the ladies were talking about allowing. A realm of your own allowing. Just let things happen. And it's how you react to the experiences and flow through them. And that's what I've learned with this integration back into my life. The only control you take upon your own behalf is enforcing the border which you have set. Either passively or aggressively to keep everything out. So, what does that mean to me? My space of being that I am creating through my personal heartfelt intentions, rather than by external forces dictating to me, I am creating my own realm of freedom and power that defines my own reality and experiences. So, that's how I perceive that chap that. Paragraph. And then it goes on to say, in the void, in this expanse of thought, feeling, silence, repose, you may hear your own answers. You may cry your tears. You may indulge in that which you have a strong interest in. You may sleep, or maybe not. You may observe, or people watch. You may feel safe and without judgment in your own kingdom or realm. It may last a couple days, weeks, or months. You decide the limits or limitless of your own kingdom or realm. Holy crap, people, was this book not talking to me? All I can say is holy. No, I can't swear on the radio. So it is up to me how I navigate through my kingdom, my realm. How I choose to hang on to this high frequency. No one can take it from me. No one. This is how I stay free by being present in the here and now. And each experience that comes my way is another part. Oh, here come the tears of my journey and where it will lead me. Every moment of my existence is one experience after another. And when I bring those experiences through the eyes of my spirit, this is where my freedom and complete bliss are created. And that's just my perspective on that paragraph. Oh, that was a little emotional. And then it goes on at the bottom of the page. It says, now plus sovereign plus source plus I am source plus silence. Being in silence is okay. Plus, no timelessness. Time doesn't exist. Who cares? Plus, allow the experiences to happen. Plus, self-indulgent. And that's how you indulge in the experiences. So, hearing and seeing with your third eye, it goes on to say, or as I said, through eyes of your spirit, looking deep in my eyes every day in the mirror and seeing me, the true me, my spirit. I imagine, I see my eyes. I just look at my eyes like the body's not even there. And I'm going deep into touching and connecting with my spirit. And holy shit, that feels good. Whew. Okay, so feeling the heart of my spirit, or some may say soul. You can say soul, spirit, whatever resonates. So the question to Lucia's, or the answer to Lucia's question is, I am evolving and transforming. and the trip to Costa Rica, I have brought it back into my Matrix life. And it's been a smooth integration. I'm learning much. I'm taking it into the workplace and sharing my light. And that's what I'm here to do, to bring the light into others' lives and sharing experiences and sharing love. So at the bottom of the book, it says, thank you for this time with you. We are the Arcturian Council. Arcturian Council via Eve Featherstone. Ascend and channel Arcturian inspiration anytime. So I love this book. I love where it takes me. And I don't read it from start to finish. I just go when I'm feeling inspired, and I open to the page. So when it said Arcturian, I just happened to look over at my little coffee table and I saw the document that was printed up by the United States Space Force. And it was a department of the Air Force. And it was sent to me, I do believe, from a friend. And I printed it out because anything that has to do with the Space Force, I'm always intrigued and interested in. And I know there's a connection to that somehow, I'm sure. But the Arcturian word is what captured my attention. So as I was reading, and let me give you a little background, first of all. When I first started my journey, I had a reading done by the Venus twins, and they told me that I was from a planet called Xenae, and that it blew up millions of years ago, and only 1,000 people made it off the planet. So when I was done with the reading, before I get to that part, they said that I lived on Lemuria. I've also lived on Mars, and the last planet was Venus, which we all know that. It could be possible. We're not from planet Earth. We know that. So anyway, where I'm going with this is that I wanted to know more information about the planet. And they told me there's no information anywhere because it blew up and there's nothing out there. So it was very interesting. I started reading the document and it says the official worldwide stand down order, which I found very interesting. And it goes like this. However, Space Force has been around for hundreds of years under a different name, Galactic Federation of Worlds, in the alliance with worldwide backing of the military, Earth Alliance, EA, Earth Defense Forces, EDF. Now, Jordan Maxwell once said that synchronicity signs will come in many ways through signs, radio, nature, and so on. So as I continue to read, it says the Council of Five, Andromedan Council, and then in parentheses, it says Xenae Council. Interesting, right? So I went to Zora and had a one-on-one done with him. And I asked him because I was also told that I was Arcturian. And, identity is not a big thing, but this stuff fascinates me. So I just want to share it. It's just fascinating. I wish we could get into ships and go check out all the other planets that are around here. It would be really fun. I'm probably doing it, but just don't remember. Anyway, so I had a one-on-one done with Zora, and he confirmed that I am Arcturian and that there is such a planet as Xenae. So I would really like to dive more into this and find out more about the planet because it's very intriguing to see this in a document like this. From Donald J. Trump. So, interesting. Anyway, I think we're going to take a little break real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll dive into the second half of the show.
Falling. stop. The hell are you going? I'ma hold me up or get myself together. Who would have thought without you I'd be better? Brace yourself, I'm ready for another. I said it once before. Without you, I'm
sunlight, so bright, so right.
Okay, coming back. All right, you guys, I kind of want to jump back into what I mentioned earlier in regard to Lucia asking what was the most transformative moment of our experience. And there was another little paragraph I wanted to share. So for me, it was truly seeing myself, and I don't mean physical. My entire life, I've always been one to give my love so freely to friends, family, partners, and just a little background. I come from a very toxic family and learned at an early age how to survive through chaos, trauma, ancestral stuff, because it was a paradigm shifting type of gift, one might say. I look at it now as a tempering of my soul. Toxic families are like fire. They burn, they hurt. They leave scars. The reason for these experiences, you could also say maybe they're gifts. They strip away your illusion that life on planet Earth is easy. We all know that's not true. I would actually like to know what it's like to be on Earth and live easy. Actually, I'm doing it right now. What am I saying? Yeah, I'm actually experiencing that. So it prepares you for the true reality of the human condition. And there's a lot of reality coming forward, and it's coming to the surface. And a lot of the stuff that we're seeing out there, you know, on social media, mainstream TV or whatever, a lot of us have known about this stuff for a long time. So it's kind of like watching it all over again. Not that I spend a lot of time on the TV, but I couldn't help myself watching Donald Trump this week. I love him. I have always followed that man from the time. And I'm not saying I worship him. I just love his character. He's just, he's got spunk. I like spunk in a man. he was actually addressing Congress, and one of the congressmen got out of line, and J.D. Vance said, "Get him out, get him out." And I'm like, yeah, I love it. I love it. Don't be talking like that when the president's speaking. We will not tolerate that anymore. You're out. Anyhow, so I've been watching a little bit of that and seeing what he's coming up with and some of the stuff he's doing for the country. It's just amazing. All the stuff that he's sharing with us. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I went to For the People, that space, and there was a little blip on there from him. Now is our time to take up the righteous cause of American liberty. It is our turn. It is our turn to take America's destiny into our own hands and begin with the most thrilling days in the history of our country. This will be our greatest era. With God's help, over the next 4 years, we are going to forge the freest, I'm not sure what that word means, most advanced, most dynamic, most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth. Get it, Don. That's what I say. Get it. Man, he's on an effing roll. I love it. I get a little excited. Okay. Calm down, Robin. Deep breath, deep breath. Okay, so toxics, okay, which we are all awakening to, as we all know, to the things that are coming up in the reality of this time. So toxic families are a great training ground to prepare you for the challenges that come forth through your experience in life on this planet. We are here to break cycles and create change. Damn straight we are. Damn straight we are. So my transformation during Costa Rica experience was seeing me, plain and simple. And I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to get on to the next creation. And that's what I've been doing. So I kind of feel there's three different types of souls, you know, and I kind of feel like I'm an earth-based soul because I currently experience life on earth, learning and evolving through human experiences. And because Q said that my longevity, like I've been here a long time, so I gotta be an earth soul. Anyhow, I can't sit here and just try to rationalize and in many ways continue down the road of mind energy from past experiences or make changes by creating new experiences of my own choosing. And that's what I'm doing. So the true reality of seeing me is loving me. Let me tell you how hard that has been for me. Always questioning myself in regard to what is right or wrong. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about how you navigate through your life experiences and knowing that there is no right or wrong, being aware and allowing the flow and just be. It's just an experience, and judging yourself on the choices you make is what makes it hard. Hello? Boy, yeah, hearing my own words. Exactly. Have I mastered it as of yet? No. It's a work in progress for sure. Will I ever master? Who knows? That's what the journey is all about. Mastery is not something that you make happen. It's part of your evolution and what choices you make and your journey. And again, that is just my perception. Okay. A lot of people, you know, when they say increase your knowledge, you think that you go to sleep and the knowledge is just going to drop in while you're sleeping. No. It's actually the knowledge comes through your experiences, and how you navigate through the experiences is part of it. That's just my perception on it. I could be wrong, but that's my perception. So this week we had a little round table. I want to kind of talk about the homestead real quick. I got some time here. I got to stop watching the clock because I don't care. Thomas, I might run over. No biggie. Just kidding. Just kidding. So we had a round table and we were kind of talking about the homestead and, you know, some things that might come our way with the pushback. And a little thing came up called fear. And I was sitting there going, okay, fear. Why am I feeling this? Because I don't want to take a trip to the Gray Bar Hotel. Been there once and it's no fun. Don't want to go back. Just saying. All right. So that's where the fear came up. So I have these cards, they're called my soul purposes, and I pull them every now and then. And lo and behold, the fear card came up, and this is what it reads. So I'm just going to share this with you guys. The outcome of all choices in life is determined by two emotions, fear and love. Your soul is made of energy, is made of the energy of love, and fear is an earthly manifestation of a challenge. Nobody loves a better challenge than I do. I love challenges. To embrace and wallow in the fear is to go against your very being. Fear in its many guises, is the obstacle that your soul uses to test its tenacity to stay on track. This girl is full of tenacity. For a soul, human life can be very difficult, but acknowledging that your soul's true nature is love will always help you on your path. So when fear rears its ugly, ugly ass head, and it's an ugly ass head, it is really an opportunity for you to stare it in the eye and turn that doubt into trust. View it as a teacher. What lesson are you learning from these fearful emotions? The more you use the energy of love to diffuse fearful situations, the less often they will present themselves. So stay the fuck out of my backyard, fear. All right. So on that note, what I did this week, I made a call to the county commissioner, whom I know from the day before, or the year before the 2020 election. I was helping one of the ladies get petitions signed for the fraudulent, or no, I think it was against our governor in the state, or something was going on. So I met with her, and her and I were going at it. We were like, we were going to make sure everybody was signing those petitions, and we were going to stop this shit with what she was doing with our state. So anyway, she became the county commissioner. And it's been a long time since we've chatted or seen each other. We kind of went down different paths from that time. I kind of went down a spiritual one, and I'm really not sure where she is, but I won't know until I meet with her again. So just so you know what a county commissioner is, their job, this is part of their job. They set policies. They oversee county operations. They manage budgets. And representing the county interests at various levels. Various levels. Sounds like a good tool to have in my little bag. Develop and adopt county laws on a wide variety of topics, such as public health, parks, solid waste management, roads and highway zoning, and land use. The central role of a county commissioner is overseeing the personnel system. So the people that they hire and fire. Sounds like she's in a pretty good position. So anyway, I reached out to her, and just from my old sales rep days, I always followed up with my customers when I would ever drop proposals or information off to them. It was my way to get back in the door and get face to face with them. So I called to see if she was available, and I got her on the phone, and I said, "Hey, Michelle, how's everything going? I'm just following up. This is Robin. I sent you a letter. I just wanted to know if you had an opportunity to reveal the letter yet, and if you had any questions in regard to the content of the letter." And she remembered me right away, and she said, "No, I actually opened the letter while I was in the meeting. I haven't had a chance to dive into it as of yet." So we talked a little bit, and I did share with her the homestead program. I talked a little bit about that. Now, I know I kind of stepped out on that, but I feel, because of her background and the fighter that she is, that she would probably check the homestead show out. I'm pretty sure of it. And I'm hoping to get back in front of her face to face after she reads the letter. So I will keep working my way into getting a meeting with her. And then at my gym, one of the assistants to the sheriff is a member, and I chatted with her a little bit about Mr. Poland and what he was like. And she said he's very nice. He's a nice man, easy to talk to. So I will attempt maybe meeting with him or following up with a phone call as to whether he received the letter and if he had any questions. So coming from the heart, as Q said, just come in with your heart and love, and, you know, share your light with these people. I mean, I'm sure they're going to see the light because I exhume it. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so just be, let your life flow, and whatever obstacles that come your way that do not flow, just let them go. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Okay. Now, on the note of the homestead, we are putting together an allodial title company, and it's, I guess you could use that as a title, but we're going to start helping people, and we're looking for someone that can put together a website for mail merging, document merging. And I believe that I found someone. I reached out to him. He's part of our group, and we're going to chat tomorrow night. So we'll see how much he knows, but he doesn't know how technical we want to get. So I got to connect him with the other person that is building the website to explain it in more detail for him. So anyone that has knowledge of that, that's in the family, give us a call or send an email to awakeningwavecr@gmail.com. Greatly appreciate any assistance. Okay, so getting into my projects, what I'm doing, what I'm creating while I'm back integrating into my life here in the Matrix. It's actually been really great. The sun is out today. Other than the weather, it's been just beautiful being back in. Everything is flowing well at work. No issues at all. I did have one the first Sunday that I was back, but him and I talked this past week and we fist pumped and everything's good. He's all good. We still love each other. It's all good. So I am getting ready to dive into the 2025 NPC Grand Rapids Championship show in May. And the reason why I want to do it is because I want to inspire others that at this age, and it's going to be, the show is the day after my 64th linear year on planet Earth. I guess we could call it linear. So the reason why I want to do this, because I like training. I love doing stuff like this. I love challenging myself and seeing if I can bring in that self-discipline when it comes to the physical work and pulling myself against the addictions that I have with sugar. I'm working on that. So also, not only that, we are the med beds, and there's a lot of talk coming out about the med beds and people wanting to get in and, you know, taking the shortcut. But here's the fact of the matter, all right? You can get in that med bed, but if you ain't right in the head, sweetie, or mister or whatever, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work. And there are other things going on in these med beds. They're not the real deal. And we're not going to know the real deal until, those of us that are aware of the med beds and how they function, we know when we know the real deal. But again, you have to really love your physical vessel and take care of it. All right. Even though we are spirits, we reside in a body, and it's important to take care of the body. So I'm doing that. And not only that, I will inspire others at my gym. I've got a lot of the young guys that are in there all the time flexing in the mirrors. And I'm like, why don't you get on the stage and do that? So I'm trying to teach them to come out of their shell. And if you really want to get physical and get into where you're competing and sharing your inspiration with others your age, then it goes well. So I want to do it differently, though, because I am ascending. The way that they do the nutrition and the workouts in this environment is very intense. And there's a lot of supplements. A lot of people take steroids, and to each their own. It is what you want to do. If that's how your journey is, that's how your journey is. But I personally, the nutrition diet that I was on in Costa Rica was really amazing. I've never had fruit melt in my mouth before. It was just amazing. And it was so good. You just sat there and you just like let it just like in your mouth and the succulation of the fruit. Oh, so sensual. You couldn't eat it. It was so good. All right. I'm getting a little naughty here. Stop it, Robin. Bad girl. Yes, there's a bad girl in me. I like to play too. Okay. So where was I? Body low in Costa Rica. So the other thing too is making the physical changes to hang on to longevity. You also got to help the body flow. Exercise is really good for, like, when I got up this morning, I swear to God, I think I was out fighting Vikings again. I had to have been, because I've done workouts this week, but they haven't been that intense to where I feel like I've been dragged through the mud. So moving the body and getting the energy to move is really important. I learned that through the yoga classes that I took in Costa Rica. And the massages were amazing because they massaged you based on where energy was stuck in the body. And I have been doing a lot of movements in dancing. When I'm doing my stretches in the women's center, I'll turn the music on and just do some dancing. I love to dance. And I don't care who's watching. I'm cutting a rug no matter what. So I'm going to post the workouts on my radio page that I'm doing if any of you are interested in seeing what I'm doing. Now, I have some limitations as to what I can do. I do have a broken elbow. I fell off a bicycle a while back, but it doesn't stop me from working out. I just can't lift as heavy. And as far as the nutrition goes, I'm eating a lot of brown rice, broccoli, eggs, egg whites, and I love the Beverly Nutrition protein powder. And it is called Angel Food Cake because I'm an angel and I like food cake. No, it's really good. You don't have to put a lot in the drink, water, and mix it up. And I do my commands before I eat my food, so I'm clearing any type of parasites, parasitic waste, anything like that, or any type of negative energies. And I was talking to a friend earlier, meat is a struggle for me. But when I was in Costa Rica, we had fish and we had chicken. But the meat that were put, that was put on our plate, it wasn't like the meat we eat here. And my friend said to me, it's the energy, the difference in the food or the animal and how they're raised. And I can't imagine how they're raised here in America, because the meat tastes totally different than what it does in Costa Rica. So yeah, so limited on the meats, fish and chicken is what I will be consuming, and I do say thank you for the food, and I also say my commands while doing preparing my prep, my meal prep. All right, so the alloideal title, we already talked about that. Okay, I want to kind of talk about, I want to create some small retreats. My property that I just homestead, we have a big lake out here, greatest fishing. It is spring-fed water, swimming, camping, outdoor fun. And even though we have two seasons here in Michigan, winter and light winter, the light winter is like 3 or 4 months. So I really want to create some stuff here on my property that I am free on now. And nobody can tell me what I can and can't do. So if I want to build a cement fence like they have in Costa Rica, I can do it because this is my property and I can do whatever I want on it. You guys can too. So what are you waiting for? Let's get it. So that's one of my projects I'm going to be working on. And then I also want to find something in Costa Rica because I gotta keep going back there. I love that place. It's like there's something about that country that's so magical. And one of the sisters that I met, Sophia, I know you're listening, my sister. I love you. I collaborated with her and I found some property, and she's going to be the boots on the ground because she knows the area well. And she's going to go around and look around and see what resonates, what feels good, and give me a little feedback. So, yeah, so that's in the works. So a lot of stuff in the works. And I've got a few minutes left, so I want to touch base. I have an upcoming show in 2 weeks with Mike Dean, who is starting his own show on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know the other times. You guys have to figure those out. And it's the show is called Bards Rise. He will be sharing information on corruption, unconstitutionality, and the very dark side of the government, which we are all seeing play out there in the matrix right now. Just watching Donald Trump address, I do believe, Congress, that was hysterical. Like those people didn't look real at all, and how they just sat there with their angry faces. And he just kept going like they weren't even in the room. I love Trump. He's amazing. So anyway, his show airs 6 p.m. Eastern time. Way to go, Mike. I'm so happy that you're sharing your voice. You have so much to bring to the table. And Sunshine, thank you for sharing your platform with him. I love you. Your show is great. And as I said to you in our email this morning, you have inspired me to go do more solo shows, and I'm really enjoying it. So thank you for that inspiration. And you and Aloha, I love you guys on Inspiration with Q, and that's every 2 weeks. And then we got Corinne had a show today. I missed it, gall darn it, but I will listen to the replay. And then you all know the homesteading show and Timelines with Q. I did catch the first part of both of those shows, but I try not to listen to them because it distracts me from how I want to create my show in the hour after Timelines. And then Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zoja. Oh, you girls, you naughty little girls. I have no idea where you're going with that content, but I'm listening. I'm ready to follow. So let's keep it going. And then there's Inspiration, no, Project Reveal with Q, and that's every Saturday at 6 p.m. And I will be checking out that show tonight. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Is there anybody else? I think that's it. But the family is growing. It's so awesome. And I got to take a sip of water here real quick. And so in 2 weeks, we are going to have a threesome with Hugh Stir and Mike himself. And the title of the show, all bullshit aside, the reality of relationships and more. We're going to get down and dirty, baby. And we might play a little Who's New in the Zoo. You never know. And I personally, if you are listening, Mermaid, you are ex the invitation is extended. Would love to have you on the show also. I hope to see you there. In regard to my platform and all the people that subscribe to my show, thank you so much, all of you. I've had a couple of guest submissions these past week, and I've reached out to a couple of people, and we'll see where we go from there. We got an exciting year ahead of us, a lot of great things going on. And you guys, we got Trump in the driver's seat, okay? He is clearing the path, all right? It's time for us to get off our butts and stop waiting around for shit to happen. Let's make it happen. Get out there, do what it is that inspires you, start creating, follow your heart. And yeah, I can't say no more. Well, I could, but there's not enough time. Love you all. And we're going to end the show a little early. And stop it, Robin. I sound like a clone. I'm repeating myself. I do truly from the bottom of my heart. Love all of you guys. And thank you so much for sponsoring me, all of you that do. And Nano Ojas, great sponsorship. I will be talking more about some of their products on the next show, or maybe, yeah, the next show we'll squeeze something in there. But I really wanted to focus on the integration of my time back into my life. And it's been really great so far, and I have grown my family even more. So, on that note, thank you so much for joining. Love you all.